Welcome back to this episode of The Beaver Dam. I am your host, Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Pat, how are you doing today?
Trent, I'm doing great. I was able to go home this weekend, be able to spend some time with family. Now I'm back, ready to talk about some Beaver sports. I'm really excited about to play for you guys the women's basketball preview that we did earlier this week, meeting up with Kylie Brock and TJ Mills to talk about the basketball season.
Yeah, and here's that interview right now.
I am here to talk a little bit about the upcoming women's basketball season. Their season kicks off on Monday, November 11th, against Alma College, where Trent and I will be calling the game. But I do have a few basketball players in here to just talk about the upcoming season. So I'm going to have them go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is TJ Mills. I am a senior, and I am a point guard.
I'm Kylie. I'm a junior, and I'm a shooting guard.
Yeah, so two returning players from last year's team, which doesn't have a lot of returning players. They are extremely young, only two seniors and four juniors, I think. That's what TJ and I were talking about on the way over to the station. How is that adjusting to practices? Only having a few upperclassmen, showing the underclassmen the ropes. How has that been the first couple of weeks?
The first couple of weeks has been rough for the freshmen just because they haven't been acclimated to, like, practices and knowing what to do and where to go. But we try to take on a big leadership role as juniors and seniors to just direct them and guide them every day at practice, help them get better with anything that they need help on, and just keep telling them next play if they mess up.
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot about, like, we were freshmen once. We know, you know, going into it, it's really scary. It's definitely a change. And so we've kind of just taken them under our wing. And we're like, it's okay to mess up. And if you mess up, just like TJ said, you just put your head back on and you keep playing.
Yeah, I definitely think that's important. You know, we've all been there, like Kylie said. Being a freshman, it's tough because it's a completely different adjustment going from high school classes to college classes, and then the speed of the college game compared to what, like, the high school game is. TJ, just to go a little bit about, you're the point guard. You're the one leading the team. You're calling all the plays. How important is it to have these freshmen and underclassmen, even the sophomores, I mean, they've only had 1 year, is to make sure that they understand where they're supposed to be at on the court? And is it more difficult offensively or defensively to kind of get them to where you want, where they're supposed to be, I guess?
I think it's a little bit of both. When you play basketball, you need to play both ends of the floor very well. So I think basically, like, getting my role is to get them in the right direction and point them in the right direction and get on track. Mostly I just try to do my job and try to guide them. My job is to know almost every position on the floor. So, and where people are supposed to go. So if someone messes up or anything, I'm there to direct them. Or if I'm not, I'm asking the coach where to go. But it's extremely difficult on defense just because the rotations may be difficult depending on who we're playing. In offense, it may be difficult because someone that's not used to playing that spot might get thrown in that spot. So it might be a little difficult, but I'm just there to help and guide.
Yeah, I can always hear TJ talking. And anywhere on the court, I never hear TJ stop talking, even when she's on the bench. She's always talking. But it's cool to hear. I'm sure you guys probably hear it in our mics when we're calling the games as well. Kylie, you took a bigger role last year. How are you looking to build off of that? You know, now you have a full year of, you know, varsity playing time under your belt. What are some things you worked on in the off season to get ready for this season?
A main thing for me was just working on my shooting. I think that especially last year and even this year, I think our outside shooting game was not exactly where we wanted it to be. And for me, it wasn't where I wanted it to be. So this summer, I definitely worked on that and just my handles in case, you know, I ever had to take up the ball. But yeah, mainly it was just becoming more of a communicator on the floor. Like TJ obviously is always talking and making sure everybody knows where they're going. So I want to make sure that I'm also trying to do my part in case she's out of the game to make sure I know where everything is supposed to be going, or I'm kind of picking up the energy, because we can really tell in practice, like, things don't go our way sometimes and no one's talking or everybody's, you know, afraid to say something. And so I'm trying to step up, especially from last year, and be more of a leader, I guess.
Yeah. So what are just some of your guys' goals for the season? What are you guys looking to accomplish as you go through the season?
I guess some goals for the season would be better than we were when we first stepped on the court for practice in October. We need to be progressing. In February or March, whenever we end, we need to be better than we were when we first stepped on the court. I think that's one of the biggest goals. We do have team goals and game goals every day. We just need to get better at those and beating those. And obviously winning the ACAC championship is one of our biggest goals. We want to be, I think they had us ranked number 6 when the preseason rankings came out. And we look at that as like we had some people in front of us that we didn't believe that were better than us. But that's okay because we're ready to prove them wrong when the season comes. So,
yeah, I agree with T. Definitely when we found out the rankings, especially when TJ told me, it's obviously makes you really angry because you feel like people are doubting you. But at the same time, we're kind of not happy, but we're like, okay, well, we're going to prove ourselves. And, you know, you can rank us at number 6, but when we turn out to be way higher than that, it's just going to be a shock, I guess. And also, I think a big thing is defense. I think that we're really working on getting in gaps and getting in help. And this year, we're really focusing on trying to, as a team, get stops and, you know, get a lot more turnovers and push the ball. So I think this year we're going to be a lot faster than we ever have been before, even with our posts. And we're going to be getting a lot more steals, so you'll see a lot of runouts.
And TJ, this is your last season. What are some things you're looking forward to as, you know, this last time playing competitive basketball?
Oh, man, Patrick, that's tough.
I'm sorry to hit the heartstrings like that.
That's okay. I'm just looking forward to having fun and making this year one of the best years I've ever had because I'm not going to get this ever again. So I got to make it worthwhile while I'm out there, play every practicing game like it's my last, and which eventually it will be. I just need to make sure that I get my teammates better. That way, when I do leave, they can be up to par and get better. But I'm not looking forward to leaving my teammates, of course, but sadly, I have to move on, but I'm looking forward to just making my mark at the end of the day and leaving all I got on the floor.
Yeah, Trent and I can't wait to call your games. We're going to be at every single home game, except for obviously during Christmas break. Trent and I, we like to, you know, get a little bit of that break. Sorry you guys have to stay on campus. But good luck on Monday. We can't wait. Trent and I will be there cheering you guys on, biggest supporter. Good luck the rest of the season. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you just heard Kylie Brock and TJ Mills from the women's basketball team. They kick off their season Monday, November 11th in the Sommer Center on Copeland Court. We are excited to be able to call that game. And then the men's first home game, I believe, is November 23rd.
That's a Saturday. Trent and I will also be there. We'll be able to call the games before Thanksgiving break. We won't be able to call the games during Thanksgiving. Trent and I will be with our families. But then once we get back from Thanksgiving break, we'll call all the games before Christmas break. Take a break during Christmas break because Trent and I will be at home. And then the second we're back for second semester, all the games will be played live on the radio for you guys. You can also still be able to check and be able to watch the live stream as well. But we are going to get back into our sports. We are going to remind you guys cross country did not run this past week, but they will have the NCAA Great Lakes Regional on Saturday, November 16th, hosted by Calvin College. The race will begin at 12 p.m. Normally, the women run first with the men following. Good luck to our cross country team, and hopefully a couple of them can qualify for nationals the weekend after. So good luck to our Beavers, and if not, I hope the Beavers enjoy their last race of the season.
Yeah, and we'll just jump straight to volleyball. We don't have very many sports to talk about this week. Most fall sports are wrapping up with football, the only one still in play, and they only have one more week, and then they'll jump straight into basketball season. But the volleyball team, Bluffton University women's volleyball team, did end their season over this past weekend at Earlham College on November 6th for the 12th consecutive appearance in the Heartland Conference Tournament. The Beavers dropped a 3-0 decision, 25-19, 25-21, and 25-20 to the Quakers, and that marked the first time Bluffton had been knocked out of the HCAC tournament before the semifinals since 2012.
Ramey Bauer led the offense with 9 kills. Fellow junior Sarah Heidinger and senior Carly Lester chipped in 7 and 5 winners, respectively. Sophomore Maddie White dished out 15 assists and also knocked down 6 kills in the loss.
White also led the Beavers' defense with 14 digs. Brooke Kleeman tallied 11 digs. Bauer was a stat sheet stuffer as she picked up 10 digs, fired a career-high 4 aces, and was in on 3 blocks.
Bluffton ended the 2019 season at 7-24 overall. All HCAC conference hardware is slated to be handed out on Monday, November 11th. So just continue to check the website. This entire upcoming week, you should see all conference for women's volleyball, women's soccer, and men's soccer. So on the next Beaver Dam, we will kind of give you guys all updates. Just to let you guys know what happened with conference tournaments. Volleyball ended up with Transylvania women's volleyball team going undefeated in the conference during the regular season and during the tournament to win the conference for women's volleyball. For women's soccer, Rose Holman defeated Hanover in the championship to claim their conference tournament championship, as well as an automatic berth into the NCAA tournament, as well as Transy will be automatic berth as well for winning the tournament. And then on the men's soccer side, Hanover defeated Rose Holman in penalty kicks and was able to win the conference tournament there. So pretty exciting times for those schools as they got automatic bids into the NCAA tournament. We figured we'd just kind of give you guys an update on, you know, how those tournaments ended up happening around the conference. So, but we are just going to finish it out. Oh, Trent's got you something else?
Yeah, we're finishing what Pat was about to say. We're finishing it out with football for this week. And our football team is currently tied in fifth place. But they would be technically in sixth place because Manchester has one more season win over them. But they're both 2-4 in the conference. And the conference is led by Hanover, who is 6-0 in conference play, and 8-1 overall. It's followed by Mount St. Joe in second, 5-2. Rose Holman also 5-2. Then Franklin, who is 4-2. Manchester, 2-4. Bluffton, who is 2-4. Anderson, who is 1-5. And then the other purple school, Defiance, at 0-6. And this weekend, the Beavers will take on conference rival Defiance at Defiance. But we will talk about the Franklin-Bluffton game from this past weekend on the 9th on Saturday. And it was the final home game for the Beavers. The Bluffton offense struggled, not scoring a point during that game, and resulted in a 10-0 Franklin victory. Bluffton fell to 2-7 overall, 2-4 in conference play, while Franklin improved to 5-4 overall and 4-2 in the conference.
If you were looking for an offensive shootout, Saturday's game was not the game for you. Franklin got on the board first when kicker Carter Brown nailed a 38-yard field goal to make it 3-0 Grizzlies with 7:19 left in the first quarter. Although both teams would get close to finding the end zone in the first half, neither side would as they went to the break with a score 3-0 in favor of the Grizzlies.
The second half was almost identical with respect to scoring. The only touchdown of the game came with 7:39 in the third quarter when Franklin running back Austin Grundin would scamper in for a 19-yard touchdown to make it 10-0 following a successful PAT try. Interceptions ended 3 Bluffton drives, and a lost fumble made it 4 Bluffton turnovers on the day as Franklin made their 10 points hold up.
Bluffton totaled 212 yards of total offense with 132 passing and 80 yards in the rushing attack. Keel Watson the 4th and Zachary Nobis went a combined 16 of 32 for 132 yards and 3 interceptions. Darian Greeley paced the ground game with 10 carries for 81 yards with a long of 28 yards.
Franklin put up 260 yards of total offense, including 110 through the air and 150 on the ground. Bluffton was 4 of 14 on third downs, while Franklin went 5 of 15. My bad. The Grizzlies led time of possession by nearly 10 minutes with 34 minutes 59 seconds compared to the Beavers' 25 minutes 1 second.
Antonio Crosby led the way for the Beaver defense with 10 tackles on the afternoon. Keith Holmes Jr. checked in with 8 tackles of his own, including 2 huge sacks for the Beavers. Senior Dylan Schaefer also had 8 tackles and a sack. And as Trent said, the Beavers will be back in action on Saturday, November 16th, when they travel to Defiance to take on the other Purple School, which will be the final game of the year. The Beavers have won the last 2 years, so hoping to be able to keep the hammer and defeat the Yellow Jackets. But going back to this Franklin game, I'm not surprised that it was a low-scoring game. This is the second time that they played each other. Both defenses were able to watch film, see how each other play, and they were able to make adjustments. Defense holding them to just 10 points is impressive, but unfortunately that our offense just couldn't get things together as once again, we're playing more than just one quarterback. Keel Watson, the fourth, had been playing the last couple of games, but then seems like he wasn't happy and moved, put back in Zachary Nobis. So should be interesting next year to see if Coach Krebs can be more consistent with his quarterback play. I think that's kind of hurt the Beavers in a little bit, but when players aren't producing, he's got to try and make a change to get this offense kind of going.
Yeah, and Keel was he was sat pretty much the whole first quarter just because he was late to one of the practices that week, so as punishment he had to sit for that first quarter. But then Nobis came back into the game later in the game, and then Keel came back in after that. So it was never consistent there with quarterbacks in the game, the whole game. And turnovers were a key factor there a little bit. Just like at the beginning of the year, turnovers killed them a little bit. And having 4-3 interceptions and then a fumble in a low-scoring game isn't something you really want to see. So hopefully they can, as Pat said, keep the hammer this year as they take on the Defiance Yellow Jackets on Saturday at Defiance. Pat, do you have anything else you would like to talk about?
No, just good luck to the Beaver football team. Bring back home that hammer, and we all don't like to find. So please just beat them, as volleyball and men's soccer weren't able to. Women's soccer did beat them this year, so let's make it 2-2 for fall sports this year.
Yeah, and that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT.
We'll be.